Hello gamers, and welcome to Is This Game Queer? I'm your host Leo, and I love video games and overthinking things. In this episode, we go a little wild as we answer the question, is Cat Tales queer? As usual, warning for some spoilers regarding the game. Cat Tales, or Become a Cat, is a simulation RPG with some survival elements. It's developed by Falcon Development and was released in 2017. It's available for PC, Mac, and Nintendo Switch. In Cat Tales, you play as a former pet cat that gets abandoned in the wild and has to survive by joining one of three different cat colonies and learning to hunt, fish, and fend for themselves in the wild. There is also a further story where the player character has to return the balance to the forest and help restore the forest guardian. First off, the good. Cat Tales has been compared to games like Stardew Valley, and while there are some similarities, it also stands out from the other games in this, well, genre. There is very little farming, as could be expected with cats, but all the other elements tend to be there. There is fighting, hunting, gathering, basically everything you expect from this kind of life simulation. However, simply making all the characters cats and having the gameplay features follow that makes this a rather unique experience. Your player character is very customizable, and you can even change your fur color and eye color, as well as accessories, at any time during the game. You unlock new and more interesting colors throughout the game, and you can make your cat look basically however you want. Of course, there are also lots of cute cats to interact with, or even eventually date and marry. One big difference to other life simulation games is that the seasons change relatively fast. Each season only lasts 10 days, which would be a problem in anything with farming, but here it just means that anything season-specific will not be missed for too long. If you need something that only spawns in spring, and you didn't get it in time, it's not too long until you get another try. There are also the seasonal festivals, which repeat the same every season, and that also means that you don't have to wait too long to get something from the festival store, as it'll come back around in not too long. Then, they're not so good. While the game does explain its basic features pretty well, there are many really quite important features that are not explained in the game in any way that I encountered during my playthrough. For example, I was halfway through the main storyline before I even realized that I could attack the bots flying around, because the usual hunting interface did not come up with them. I just assumed I either had to unlock some new ability to target them or buy them from stores. Similarly, it wasn't until I was emptying my inventory by eating everything I had that I realized the hunger bar actually goes above 100% and you get bonuses from keeping it there. Nothing in the game until then indicated this was even possible, never mind desirable. Perhaps the biggest, well, let's say, problem of this kind is making friends with the other cat colonies. There are daily battles for territory, throughout the map, and if you get too close to another colony, their cats will try to attack you and you will have to fight or flee. Therefore, if I hadn't picked up a randomly generated task about taking gifts to the other colonies, I'm not sure how long it would have taken me to even consider that I could go visit the other colonies and bring them gifts to become friends with them. Since this is required for completing the main story, it's really frustrating how late in the game I was before I even started doing this, because the game never indicated that going close to the other colonies would be anything but trouble. The experience system in the game feels quite unbalanced. Foraging plants gives you 2 points of experience, more if you can chain several in quick succession, while hunting, fishing, basically anything else gives you 1 XP. This might not sound like a big difference, especially since plants take some time to regrow and the prey respawns regularly, but especially in the early game, before you have leveled up your skills, hunting is very hit and miss. There is a very good chance, even on the higher levels, that you will attack the prey and it'll just run away from you. Plants, however, are a guaranteed experience just for clicking a button. So, for a game which really incentivizes hunting otherwise, it's kind of frustrating to realize that if I really need the experience points for my next skill, basically the best thing to do is go and pick up some flowers. While there is a main story quest, similar to many other games where you have to fill collections and do get quests related to them to restore the balance, there is really very little variety there. Some of the quests do include puzzles, but most of them also have you fighting against annoying bats or, well, gathering fish for at least 2 different columns or hunting the same critters over and over because you need the right kind of fish or the right kind of rabbit. And it's really not about skill or even finding things aside from the very rarest critters. While this isn't exactly the main draw of the game, and as such it's not a big drawback, do not expect very challenging puzzles or deep story from the game. Meanwhile, where we do get complicated is the fact that this game has at least 4 different currencies, each of which can be used to buy certain items or expansions. You have the mole dollars, which are used to buy stuff from moles in the mines. You have mules, which are the general currency. You have task points for purchasing things from the daily task board, and festival coins for buying things from festivals. Of course, you might even count experience as another form of currency, as it can be used to unlock new skills and other benefits. And as such, it gets kind of annoying trying to keep track of what you need for everything you want to buy. Finally, the queer. One might think there isn't much to talk about in regards to queerness in a game that's only about cats, but really that is where it comes to the fore. All the cats in the game are completely non-gendered. Some of their names may be stereotypically female or male, but None of them are referred to by any gender terms, and you can pursue any of the marriageable cats regardless of their appearance or name, or yours for that matter. You are never made to pick a gender for your cat, and regardless of who you pick as your mate, it's possible to have kittens with them if you wish. Really, gender and sex never come into any of the game. And this, especially in a life simulation RPG, is actually a pretty rare experience. In Cat Tales, everybody is simply a cat, and that is all that matters. All in all, Cat Tales is a cute game with lots of cute cats, where you don't have to be a boy or a girl or even anything in between, because none of that matters when you can just go and hunt some mice. It's not exactly deep in either story or gameplay terms, but if you just want to be a cat in the wild and forget about your human problems for a while, this game just might be for you. As always, thank you for listening to me ramble about Cat Tales.